Friends, the gospel for today contains a story of a blind man who receives the gift of sight. He comes out of darkness into the light. And when I hear that, I think of the work of Fred Hollows. Fred Hollows was an eye surgeon. He was once the Australian of the Year. And he restored sight to many people in Asia and Africa who had lost the ability to see. In the TV ad, you often see him removing the bandages from the eyes of somebody, and you see a smile appear on their face as they realize, once again, now I can see. What a great gift sight is. When you see, you can take in the beauty of the world, the sea, the bush. You can see the smiling faces of those who are near and dear to you, and you can find your way safely from here to there. In the gospel, we hear that Jesus gives sight to a man born blind. He makes some mud, applies it to this man's eyes and says, "Go off and wash in this pool called Siloam." The man goes and he does what he's told. He washes and he comes back seeing. He's freed from the darkness, and he now is in the world of light and sight. But that's just the beginning. He gets more than physical eyesight. He gets spiritual sight. He comes out of spiritual darkness into the light of God's love. He becomes a believer, a Christian. He comes to see God in Jesus Christ. It's a step-by-step process. First of all, he sees Jesus as a good man, not a sinner, a good man. Then he sees Jesus as a special man of God, a prophet. And finally, he sees Jesus as the Son of Man. He believes in Jesus as the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is a name given to Jesus. He is the man in whom there is the presence of God in the world, in our dark world. He brings God's healing love and light into our dark world. Now, you and I were once like this blind man. We were born in spiritual darkness. The Apostle Paul says in the reading that we heard this morning, "You were once darkness." He calls us darkness. You were once darkness. We do not naturally know God and trust God and obey God. We naturally doubt God and resist God. We don't want God to be in charge of our lives. We want to be in charge of our own lives. We want to do what we want to do. And that puts us in the dark. But God doesn't give up on us. In his love, he sent Jesus to bring us out of darkness into the light. And Jesus did this by dying on the cross for us and rising again. At the beginning of chapter 9, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And this is one of seven sayings in the Gospel of John that begin with, "I am." You can probably think of some of the others. "I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection and the life." And there are others too. And this is the second one. "I am the light of the world." It's a big claim. What does it mean? Well, when we hear Jesus say that, we think immediately of the sun. The sun rises every morning. As it rises, it banishes the darkness from the earth and bathes the world in light and warmth. Its light enables us to go around and see and walk safely, And it enables plants to grow and produce fruit. Light is life-giving, life-enabling. And thinking about the sun helps us understand what Jesus means when he says, "I am the light of the world." He means that he brings God's presence to us. He brings God's love, the warmth of God's love and God's light to us. He banishes the darkness of sin and death and brings us into his kingdom of light and life. Right, it's a big claim, but Jesus demonstrates it's a genuine claim by opening the eyes of the blind man, giving a demonstration straight away, and then bringing this man to faith. Now, you and I become people of the light when the Holy Spirit brings us to faith through the gospel and through baptism. There's actually a pointer to baptism in this gospel story. Jesus puts this mud on the guy's eyes and says, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And he goes and he washes and he comes back seeing. His eyes are open. And when you receive the gospel of Jesus and when you were baptized, you crossed over from spiritual darkness into the light of God's love. In the early church, baptism was often called enlightenment. Enlightenment. I remember hearing the people of Papua New Guinea say that becoming a baptized believer was like coming out of darkness into the light. The people would say, Before me stop long to dark, and now me stop long light. I previously lived in the darkness, and now I live in the light. And I'm looking forward to baptizing a young woman here after Easter and bringing her into the light of God's kingdom, the light of God's love. Pastor Len Sharkey was the first Lutheran missionary to be stationed at Yalabu in the Southern Highlands, and that's where Greg also served, in a place called Yalabu. And on retirement, Pastor Sharkey wrote a little book about the coming of the missionaries to the people of the Yalabu area, and he called the book The Dawning of a New Day. When the gospel came to the people who previously lived in darkness, it was like they came into the light of a new day. Friends, as baptized believers, you are people of the day. The Apostle Paul calls you light in the Lord. And then he adds two consequences. Because you are light in the Lord, the first consequence is have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. Nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. When people in Papua New Guinea became baptized, they often brought the things that they used for sorcery and displayed them and burnt them or got rid of them, discarded them in some way. We are leaving these things behind. When you're a Christian, you've got to leave the things of darkness behind. The second consequence is live as children of the light. Be what you are. Reflect God's love to those around you. Even if you don't like him, you find them a bore, listen to them, speak gently to them, love them, serve them as Christ has served you. That's being light. And I want to say that last Sunday, the light of Christ shone brightly here in this church. We had this Papua New Guinea Missionary Fellowship. All the former missionaries came and gathered here. And the light was evident in the preparation for the day, the message, the leadership of the worship that Greg was involved in for the day, the food and the fellowship. And on behalf of all those former missionaries, I want to say thank you, people of Long Mile. Thank you and well done. Christ is the light of the world, and you who belong to him are the light of God for this place where God has placed you. That is your identity. That is what Christ has made you. So be what Christ has made you. Shine with the love of Christ this week. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, help us to put this message into our minds and into our hearts so that it bears fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.